Lead author Quentin Bledery is a postdoctoral fellow. He says before now, people thought the age of the tectonic plates and the speed of their movement contributed to the size of an earthquake. But those theories were thrown off by the two most recent mega events. Bledery had an idea to look at the geometry of the fault instead.
We took all the subduction faults of the world and we looked at the curvature, which is the changes in the slope of a fault. And what we found is that really big earthquakes happen where this change in the slope is minimal.
The Cascadia subduction zone, which lies off the west coast from Vancouver Island to Northern California, is very flat.
That's not a surprise because we know that like 300 years ago, a huge earthquake occurred in Cascadia.
While the findings won't help scientists predict the timing of the next big earthquake, it may change where they look. The geometry suggests some known hotspots, like the Philippines, may be less likely to have huge temblors. Other places, like Mexico and Peru, have a telltale low slope. The article appears in the latest issue of Science. Karen Richards, KLCC News.